with Jeff Boggs. New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
30 minutes after 11 o'clock, our Mellow Joy Coffee Time. Barry Guillot with Iberia Crime Stoppers joins us on the phone again. If you do have a question or comment, feel free to get it in at TeshMattersAtCane1240.com or on Facebook, our fan page, Tesh Matters, on Twitter, at Tesh Matters. Barry, how are you?
Good, Jeff. How you doing?
Good. I appreciate the opportunity, as always. Remind us what Crime Stoppers is all about.
Crime Stoppers is a nonprofit organization that was set up to receive information from the public. We're a go-between between the general public and law enforcement. If you have information on a crime, you want to submit it as a tip, you send it to us, and we forward it to whichever law enforcement agency it pertains to. And there's several ways of doing it. This is all it's strictly anonymous. We don't know who you are. We don't want to know who you are. We just want the information. We have several ways of doing this. You can call your tip into our landline, which is 364-TIPS. That's 364-TIPS, and there will be an operator to take your information. We also have a website, www.p3tips.com, and you can go on your Play Store and download the app that's associated with that. You go to your Play Store and punch in P3, and the first thing you see will be the P3 app. That's the software system that we use to run on. And either way you do it, you're going to be issued a case number, and you need to hang on to that case number because it's the only identifying mark that we have on you. We have no way of knowing who you are, but we do know what the case number is, and you can follow up on your tip by using that case number. And when you go to, we also pay out rewards. So when you go to collect your reward, you're going to need that case number. And speaking of rewards, at the last week's board meeting, there were three rewards issued that were paid out for last month for February tips that arrests were made, and there was one tip that was we paid a reward for this month for an arrest that was made. So things are kicking along. The system looks like it's working.
And once again, I don't know if those people have picked up those reward dollars yet, but that's done anonymously too.
Right, correct. We have a way of doing it. It's all paid in cash. Your name's not going to be on a check, even when you get the reward money. They're not going to know who you are. So it's a pretty simple system, and and it seems to be working. We also at the board meeting last week, a big part of the discussion was the annual Mike Balra Memorial auction, which is going to kick off August 26th. And it's going to go through September the 30th. So we're trying to collect auction items for that right now. If you have any auction items you want to donate, you can either bring them to Kenny Lejeune at Community First Bank. You can bring them to Napoleon's and drop them off. My girl's there. No to take them in. You can call any board member. And it's we're looking for anything of any value that can be auctioned. Last year we had artwork, we had some wine collections, and things of that nature. Anything you think would bring money at an auction is that's what we're looking for.
There you go. And again, that date to be determined, or is it set?
No, the date is August 26th.
That's okay.
It's going to be the same date every year. That's Mike Byron's birthday.
Understood.
Yep.
And again, any other news from the board? I know they met last week, and I think you were not able to be there, but obviously you have gleaned some information from it.
Right. I talked to Errol Bavineau this morning. He's our president. And we had a conversation. He kind of brought me up to date on what's going on. So.
Very good. Sometimes we feature a crime of the week, although we want tips on any criminal activity. Any featured crime this week?
Yeah, this week's crime of the week is actually an old one that evidently they've gotten no information on yet, so we decided to rerun this one. On January, this comes actually from the New Iberia Police Department. It's in having to do with a hit and run. On January 27th, 2021, at approximately 1 p.m., a white male driving a dark-colored Dodge Ram was traveling in the 300 block of Caroline Street when he hit a parked vehicle, causing the vehicle to hit a nearby residence. So he must have clipped this thing pretty good to throw it into the house.
Mm-hmm.
The suspect in the vehicle then ran into a residence and fled the scene prior to officers' arrival. The estimated cost and damage is approximately $15,000 to $20,000. Anyone having any information regarding this crime, please contact Iberia Crime Stoppers at 337-364-TIPS.
Real good. Barry, anything else you want to add before we let you go?
No, I think that'll do it until next week. Just want to make a comment about that positivity rate yesterday. Man, that thing looked like things are... That number keeps coming down. That's what we need it to do.
Yeah, let's hope it continues. And again, folks, just keep doing what they've been doing to keep it down, and we'll be in good shape sometime soon.
That's correct.
All right, Barry, let's remind them again the many different ways to leave that anonymous tip. You can call the TIPS hotline, 364-8477. Again, that's 364-TIPS, 364-8477. The P3 app, p3tips.com. IberiaCrimeStoppers.com has a link to the P3 opportunity. And, of course, on Facebook, it's not anonymous. Don't want you to necessarily leave a tip there, but you still can get some great information about what Crime Stoppers is all about. Sometimes pictures, video of criminal activity that you may have a tip to offer up on. But don't leave it on the Facebook page. Go to the other avenues, but still check out Iberia Crime Stoppers on Facebook. Barry, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
See you next week, Jeff.